In the words of a leading Florida Republican, the State Public Service Commission is imploding. That comment comes from Newport Richey State Senator Mike Fasano. After two top Public Service Commission staffers resigned Tuesday and two others went on administrative leave, as alleged ethics lapses again overshadowed a hearing on proposed rate increases, this time to pay for new nuclear power plants. Fasano has called for a Senate inquiry to have both commissioners and commission staff come before the Ethics and Elections Senate Committee to testify under oath.
It does not bode well for the Public Service Commission staff that they are whining and dining with utility companies, billion-dollar companies that are asking for a 30% rate increase, whining and dining with their executives.
Fasano was referring to Ryder Rudd, the former director of strategic analysis and government affairs for the PSC. Rudd admitted last month that he and his wife attended a Kentucky Derby party at the home of an FPNL executive. That disclosure came out as the commission began hearings on a separate FPNL request to raise its basic rates. On Tuesday, some of the most critical comments about the PSC came from one of its own, Commissioner Nancy Argenziano. Argenziano is calling for a grand jury investigation into what she says is improper influence exerted by legislators and utility companies into the regulation of public utilities. Argenziano said she knows of three threats made by legislators against the PSC unless it favored utilities. And she says that the current system, with lawmakers appointing a short list of finalists for the governor to appoint as commissioners, is rife with conflicts of interest as lawmakers are wooed by utilities' campaign contributions. WMNF asked for Senator Mike Fasano's reaction to Argenziano's explosive remarks.
Well, I have great respect for Commissioner Argenziano. She's one of the few commissioners on the Public Service Commission that actually advocates for the consumer and does exactly what the Public Service Commission is supposed to do, and that is to look out for the consumer, the ratepayer. I'm not going to question her comments other than I trust her. I know her. I served with her both in the Florida House and the Florida Senate, and if she has concerns about any type of influence or threats that are being made by certain legislators, then it certainly must be investigated.
Argenziano backed up her comments by asking for the resignation of her own chief advisor, Larry Harris, who admitted he gave the private messaging code for his phone to an executive with FPNL. The news comes as the PSC holds a three-day hearing this week in Tallahassee, where they're seeking state approval to pass on the costs of expanding the utility's nuclear power plants to consumers, a $67 million cost next year. But consumer advocates are arguing against that. Sarah Barzak is with the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. Her organization went before the PSC on Tuesday to argue that with energy efficiencies, nuclear power isn't needed for the future. But that's certainly contrary to what not only nuclear proponents, but other pundits have said is needed as the U.S. looks at its energy future.
I think pretty much most of us have actually seen a compact fluorescent light bulb and know how to screw it into our lamp. Technologies that are being touted, such as new nuclear plants, and like I said, that technology is untested and unproven. And, do we want to be the guinea pigs here in Florida at building, in Florida Power and Light's case yesterday, they testified that the costs now are more towards $16 to $18 billion for two new reactors. They had originally given a range from $12 to $18 billion. So in just a matter of a little over a year, we're already at the top range of their estimates, and they haven't even gotten any permits yet.
FPNL has proposed adding two new nuclear generators at their Turkey Point plant near Miami, as well as an expansion of four existing nuclear facilities, two at Turkey Point and two in St. Lucie County. One of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy's other arguments is that Florida Power and Light could explore expanding natural gas plants in light of natural gas costs falling to a seven-year low. Again, Sarah Barzak.
We had an expert witness that highlighted the fact that you're right. Natural gas prices have come down, and they are actually projected to be fairly low in the long term, which is good news as we all go into the winter season and years ahead. And so what we really looked at is the long-term picture, that these new reactors don't look good today, and they certainly don't look good down the road, and therefore we don't think people should have to pay in advance for something that's a bad investment.
The Florida legislature voted back in 2006 to allow utilities to charge customers for certain early costs of new nuclear or clean coal power plants years before those projects begin producing electricity. But the PSC still has the authority to review whether those companies are prudently incurring costs. Sarah Barzak with the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy says that with all the controversy ongoing with the PSC this week, The least the commission should be able to do is offer the public a chance to comment on Florida Power & Light's rate hike, which they are not allowed to do.
It was unfortunate that we, the public was not given an opportunity to speak at these hearings. And so, you know, when companies are going to the Public Service Commission and asking for approval, in this case, of more than $500 million, you'd think that they could spare a little bit of time to give people 2 minutes to talk to the commissioners directly. So it's disappointing news, and you know, it certainly clouded the hearings this week.